killed since Saturday's onslaught. Over 1,000 people have died on each side, including 9 Palestinian UN workers in Israeli airstrikes. Power in Gaza has been cut off. Buckingham Palace says the King condemns the barbaric acts of terrorism in Israel, and Foreign Secretary James Cleverly is there.
When a good friend, as Israel is to the United Kingdom, experiences a terrible situation like this, it is important that your friends around the world show solidarity and demonstrate support.
Sir Keir Starmer says the Prime Minister is completely wrong to insist no one wants a general election. Speaking after the Labour conference, the party leader reckons Rishi Sunak won't call one now because he thinks he'll lose. Luton Airport has reopened after a huge fire partially destroyed a multi-storey car park. 30,000 passengers are estimated to have been disrupted. Speaking earlier today, travel expert Simon Calder says it was a dire situation.
Tuesday was bad enough. Wednesday is even worse. At least 240 flights in and out of Luton cancelled. It's a real mess, and I'm afraid a lot of people won't get to their final destination for some days.
The Home Secretary's announced plans to recruit more than 20,000 extra police officers in England and Wales. Suala Braverman's told the Police Federation officers should investigate every crime. Meanwhile, police officers in England and Wales are going to vote on whether they should be given the right to strike. They're currently banned from joining a trade union that could take industrial action. And Wayne Rooney's been confirmed as the new manager of Championship side Birmingham. He takes over from John Eustace, who was sacked on Monday. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
But some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
That is the brilliant sound of the Squeeze with Up the Junction, kicking off this week's George Hanlon Hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the George Hanlon Hour, an hour of eclectic music presented by, well, me, George Hanlon. Yes, I am back in the building, and I am also back with another Six at Six coming up this week. And this week's Six at Six, if you listened to me taking over the Orient Hour last week due to a few events transpiring last week, I didn't list any during that hour, but I talked about, I discussed and I showcased some of the best music coming from modern artists that are coming out of London right now. So I thought this week's Six at Six, I'll do a Six at Six that I've never done, and I'm surprised I've never done this. And I will be listing my six favourite artists from London for any kind of time period ever. Just basically as simple as that. I can't believe I've never done that. It's one of the, it's obviously the capital city of this country, but it's one of the leading capitals in the world. It's just, it's a brilliant place for any sort of art form thriving, and there's tons of music coming out there that's absolutely tremendous. But yeah, no, this week I'll be listing my six favourite artists that have came out of London through the history of time. So if you do want to email, or just, if you want to get in touch with what your six at six is, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com, and then just let me know what your six favourite artists from London are. But To obviously, we still got some music coming up before then. I'm not just going to play any other artist. I'm going to play every single artist who maybe is a bit of an honourable mention for me, who also come out of London. I'm waffling on a bit. I'm running out of time already. But no, so next up, and coming from, whereabouts in London they come from? Coming from Camden Town, it is A Bit of Madness with My Girl. Up next.
I didn't wanna see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? She's lovely to me, but I like to stay here and watch TV on my own. My girl's mad at me. Been on the telephone for an hour. We hardly said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not be heard. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? 'Cause everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She takes it all the wrong way. My girl's mad at me. Argued just the other night. I thought we got it straight. We talked and talked until it was light. I thought we'd agree. I thought we talked it out. Now when I try to speak, she says that I don't care. She says I'm unaware, and now she says I'm weak.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
The Rolling Stones with Beast of Burden. How I've not played that track on the radio before, I don't know. Absolutely brilliant record, that. And I know, obviously, look, this I'd count like Rolling Stones have been from London. They were formed in London, at least, so we're going to say that. And so are the next two groups up next, as the next song is This Is The Day by singer Matt Johnson is from East London, but I think the band was formed in London. So next up is The with This Is The Day. We'll be right back.
eyes turn red. The calendar on your wall is ticking. The days off you've been reading some old letters. You smile and think how much you've changed. All the money in the world couldn't buy back those days. You pull back your curtains and the sun burns into your eyes. You watch a plane flying across a clear blue sky.
So busy, make me feel dizzy. Taxi light.
The Kinks with Waterloo Sunset, obviously helming from Muswell Hill of London, same as Michael Kiwanuka. I actually found that out last week of doing the list in the modern day. It's from London. I did not know Michael Kiwanuka was from Muswell Hill. But regardless, yeah, no, we've still got one more track than this week's Six at Six, where I'll be listing my six favourite artists that have come out of London ever. So if you want to get in touch with who your six favourite artists from London are, email in at radiophoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHandon15, just let me know, and hopefully we still got time for a track. But one more artist from London. This is a song that I feel like I usually play on the George Hannah now. It's one of my favourite songs. It is my favourite song by Rod Stewart, obviously. Rod Stewart coming from Highgate, but Rod Stewart just... he comes from a lot of places, Rod Stewart, let's put it like that. But next up is Rod Stewart with Tonight's the Night.
My back door to disconnect Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. It's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Breyer Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Yeah, stay tuned for the Orient Hour straight after the George Hanlon Hour. The Orient Hour is back, obviously, from last week after some sad events. It took place last week, but they are back. So, yeah, that is that. Anyway, we're going to move on to the 6 at 6. And this week, if you weren't listening before, this week 6 at 6, I'll be listing my 6 favourite artists that have ever come out from London. So we've got a nice eclectic mix here, some soft rock, some jazz, some conscious rap. It's all over the place this week, but it is a good playlist lined up for you. Now I'm going to kick off with probably a standard answer. If I had to rank these, he probably is my favourite artist that's ever come out from London. And it is David Bowie. And the song I've picked is David Bowie with Changes, up first on this week's 6 at 6.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see if they are. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it. Strange changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes. Turn and face the strange changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Yeah. Ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultation. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange
changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange
changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to them?
Time may change me, but
you can't twist time.
David Bowie with Changes kicking off this week's 6 at 6 and my 6 favourite artists from London. David Bowie, obviously being from South London, not from Brixton, but yeah. What a man, what an artist. Legend. Anyway, we're going to move on to the second pick now swiftly before I run out of time on this show. Now, this is a band I don't actually play a lot on George Hanlon now, but they've been one of my favourite bands probably since I started really liking music. And it is The Clash. Now, picking a Clash track was really hard, but this week I've gone with one of their longer ones, actually. And that is The Clash with Police and Fees, up next on George Hannon Hour.
Revelation, the next generation.
from the album of The Clash. That was The Clash with Police and Thieves. Brilliant track, that. Absolutely love that band. Just four albums, The Clash, just absolutely essentials if you're a music, yeah, if you're a muso, really. It's just absolutely brilliant. Anyway, we're going to go to the third pick now. Now, this next group, coming all across really London here, this five-piece jazz group of Ezra Collective. Now, this band has, since I really started listening to them, probably late last year, absolutely changed the game for me. Changed the way I see jazz music as well. Absolutely love it at the moment. I think it's kind of the leader music coming out of London as well. Absolutely fantastic. I could go on for probably go on for an hour about how much I love the Ezra Collective, but I'm just going to play a track instead. So next up and third on this week, 6 at 6, I've listed my 6 favourite artists from London, is the Ezra Collective with Togetherness.
Out in the street, they call it Ezra. We'll be right back.
every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punktronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nick Field tonight of Curveballs. Nick will be talking to Alexander Valentine about their new single, and he'll also be talking to Southend author Jester Arrow about his new book, Perky the Pigeon. So make sure you stay tuned for that, for Nick Field with Curveballs tonight from 8 to 10. So going back to this week's 6 at 6, listing my 6 favourite artists coming, the 6 favourite artists who made music from London, basically. I'm forgetting my words there. No, running out of time. There we go. All right, so fourth pick now. Now, this is one, if you've been listening to the George Hannon Hour, I absolutely, especially last week, I could just wax lyrically about this guy. He's my favourite artist at the moment. I saw him down in at Coco's in Camden, I think maybe not last Friday, the Friday before. Absolute love this guy. I even told him on Twitter I loved him, and he loved me, and he told me he loved me back. And that is the brilliant Hack Baker. If you need to listen to Hack Baker, listen to Hack Baker, World's End FM, everybody. Just a slight suggestion there. But so as my fourth pick on my 6 favourite artists from London, it is the brilliant Hack Baker, and the song I picked this week is his track titled Windrush Baby, up next on this week's George Hannon Hour.
Yo. Catastrophic years, stuck in a backward gear, and I need a little angst of life, yeah. Scaremongers scared, and from among us to families from left to right. I got a finger here next to my index bear, and I use it just to speak me mind. Oh, just a wind rush, baby, no time for complaint. So meet me on the streets at night. What do you need? I like my cigarette with a bit of weed, heavenly. I need a dance, I need a cheat, have a laugh and persevere. Just meet me on the streets at night. I'm just a windrush, baby, we're little bits of crazy, but I just have a good time. Whatever you need for facilitating, whatever your stimulation, no need to think twice or I'm just a windrush, baby, we're little bits of crazy, but I just have a good time. Whatever you need for facilitating, whatever your stimulation, no need to be in twice or oh. 17. Mommy came over from the Caribbean. What a beam. When university, face of adversity, my hit the should be just to ease the time. You know what I mean, yeah. Now the love has gone from the street. Can you not see it? Just leave it to the wind rush, baby. It's time we reclaim it. So meet me in the streets at night.
Because fundamental, really, because we don't have our identity. Jamaican young people, then their identity was the music. And that link, our linkage to the home.
I'm just a wind rush, baby. We're little bits of crazy. Just have a good time. Whatever you need for facilitating, whatever your stimulation, no need to think twice or I'm just a windrush, baby. We're little bit too crazy, but I just have a good time. Whatever you need for facilitating, whatever your stimulation, no need to think twice or
I mean.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, make sure you stay tuned for Darren Mutu tonight with Reggae Revival. We'll definitely have some great. We'll definitely have a great show lined up for you, as he usually does. Okay, let's get into the fifth pick now. If you still want to get in touch with what your six favourite artists from London are, we might not have time to play them, but I'm still interested to see who you are, who your six favourite artists from London are. Now, for my fifth pick, I think, well, these next two, I think they're, I've gone with a bit of the standard answer with these next two ones, maybe definitely the next one, but I can't leave them out. They're two of my favourite artists, especially the last pick, as I didn't tweet him, added him, but I said how wonderful his Glastonbury performance was, if that's a little spoiler of what's coming up. But as my fifth pick, I'm going to go with one of my favourite albums. I actually recently listened to this album going through my my records the other day, and I realised how much I actually just do adore this band. They've got two or three albums I think are absolutely special, especially the one I listened to, which was All Mod Cons. Now, if you know more All Mod Cons, you know I'm talking about The Jam, and I just absolutely adore The Jam. For about three albums, All Mod Cons is definitely top for me, especially this next track, and that is Jam with Down in the Tube Station at Midnight as my next track.
Take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The great 30 steps repeat my own and reflect my thoughts, calling out, inviting, partially naked, so far toppy rappers and the smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down, headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in a Tuesday sort of midnight. I fumble for change, pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, crowd blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I've only took money and I take away and carry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She'd be lining up the cuttery and now she's expecting me, polishing her glasses and pulling out the coke. I'm down in a Tuesday at a midnight. I first felt a fist and then a kick. I could now smell their breath, the smelt of pubs and wormwood scrubs, and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me, it took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even eating with the weather. Though my eyes is not a mother love, till my senses couldn't see it, speaking in longer. I'm out in a Tuesday till the midnight. Station of midnight. Hey, 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 hey. The last thing I lost was the lay there on the floor. Jesus says, fight it by, let the years
That's the Jam with Dan and the Tube Station at midnight. Favourite Jam track. Brilliant, brilliant band, brilliant song, brilliant everything. Anyway, so last minute rundown before we play the final track on this week's 6 at 6. So from 7 to 8, our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson. And the Orient Hour team is back, so make sure you stay tuned for the Orient Hour. From 8 to 10, Nick Field is back with Curveballs. As I said, Nick will be talking to Alexander Valentine about their new single and also talking to South and Norfolk, Jester Arrow, about his new book, Perky the Pigeon. And then from 10 to 12, Darren Moody presents 2 hours of old school reggae with Reggae Revival. So make sure you stay tuned for what's coming on Phoenix FM tonight. As said, so this is last pick as my favourite, as of my 6 favourite artists from London. I thought this man had one of the best Glastonbury sets I've ever seen. Absolutely adore his music. He's got some of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, and also some of the best hits I've ever heard in terms of just top tracks. So, and obviously, I think the spoiling of the best Glastonbury set last year gave it away, and it is the brilliant Elton John, and the track I've picked is Rocket Man.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
I think it's gonna be a lot.